This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We've got to effing rip Trump right out of that office over there. Effing pull him out. We ain't about effing waiting until the next election. A member of BLM actually said that about President Trump. And I say to BLM, then do it. Don't be all talk. Come on, bro. If you got the guts, do it. As I like to tell people, all zoos are petting zoo if you have the male genitalia, right? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Come on, BLM, if you got it like that, go rip that man out of office and stop talking smack. See, what I'm trying to explain to you white people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, those silly Negroes, that's all they do is talk smack. When you decide you've had enough, they will back down. I guarantee you. We got a guy that got shot, a Trump supporter, in Portland because they had numbers there. They literally executed this guy on the street. Let me tell you, if they keep it up, there'll be a day where there will be none of them on the street, because I guarantee you our side is much better armed, and we will have righteousness on our side. Their day is coming. I'm not advocating any violence. I'm telling you, when violence befalls you, you will fight back. I know you. I know me. I'm not going down without a fight. Guarantee that. President Trump tweeted this. The radical left mayors and governors of cities where this crazy violence is taking place have lost control of their movement. It wasn't supposed to be like this, but the anarchists and agitators got carried away and don't listen anymore. Even forced Slow Joe out of the basement. Slow Joe is what the president called Biden. So Joe the Sloth moved out of the basement and made a comment and tried to blame guess who? Is it going to surprise you? Donald Trump, for all the anarchy happening around cities in this country. You think that's going to sell? See, let me explain. The lamestream media can no longer sell that kind of nonsense. Nobody's buying it. You don't buy it. And even leftist America goes, wait a minute. No, that ain't Trump's fault. It's not going to happen. Speaking of Sleepy Joe, you have got to see the video of Joe Biden doing an interview. And he literally is sleeping. The woman goes to him and he's asleep. Then they flash back on a time when he was interviewing Hillary Clinton. I don't know how recent this was. And Joe falls asleep during that. Is this guy narcoleptic? What's going on? No wonder Nancy Pelosi does not want Joe Biden to debate. Joe Biden, a new law and order president wannabe. He's now, I can get it fixed. Have you seen his commercials? I can fix America. Joe, you had 40-something years to fix America. Why didn't you fix it? You were the vice president for 8 years. That's as good as it's going to get for you, homeboy. Why didn't you fix it? Joe can fix it, though. He took credit. Not that there's any credit to be taken, but it's funny to see his commercials because he's like, Joe Biden presided over the best time of American history or whatever. And I'm going, really? So where was Obama? If Joe wants to take credit, he's essentially usurping the black man's work. Wow, the level of desperation. And here's this segment was titled, Can You Feel the Trump Effect? That is what I'm telling you. Everything that you are looking at, everything you're listening to, everything you're seeing right now is the Trump effect. And I'm asking you this, how do you feel about the Trump effect? 10 people, folks, killed in Chicago. 49 of them, they say the number moves, but somewhere between 49 and 55 people were shot. 10 of them killed in Chicago. 2 police officers shot and killed in inner cities across this country. 1 in St. Louis, literally blocks from where my house is in St. Louis. Blocks away. You think there's going to be any Black Lives Matter or any protests on those cops getting ambushed in St. Louis? They found out they were ambushed. Somebody called them in and got them killed. And here's what's interesting. more interesting, I should say. Two of my friends are St. Louis cops. One of them sent me a picture, and he says, Kevin, very sad moment. It's him with one of those cops, with the cop that was killed. Yep. Somebody asked, Joe Biden, when are you and the Democratic Party going to start to care about the citizens of this nature, of this nation, rather, and about people who are living in fear in inner cities? Would you feel safe anywhere in Chicago, in Detroit, in Cleveland, Cincinnati, Baltimore, wherever? Would you feel safe? Democrats, folks, they can no longer deny what is happening for Donald Trump, the momentum behind the Trump movement. They know you are dyed in the wool. Everything you see, all this nonsense that's occurring, just makes you get more dug in like a tick on a hound dog. And you are not letting go. You have burrowed under the skin, and you are now living on the host. And that is Donald Trump. But you know what else is happening? All these other parasites, known as Democrats, they're jumping on the bandwagon. They're saying, you know what? It's a good ride on Donald Trump. And I'm tired of seeing what I'm seeing. I'm not calling us all ticks, by the way. That would be the Democrats. But they're coming over. They've seen enough. That's why I'm telling you. You can feel it. I know you can feel it because you are writing to me and you're going, kid, man, dude. And it's a difference. Talked about it. Democrats can't pretend that this doesn't exist. They fool themselves with their fake news polls, but the reality is setting in on them. I'm going to talk about it today. They are Democrats. That get it, that are observant, comedians, filmmakers, people like this that know how to look at people and sort of make these assessments, they are looking at this situation right now with what's going on with Donald Trump, and they're going, wait a minute, we're getting it. We're seeing something that reminds us of 2016, only worse, in their opinion. Only worse. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to handle it, and they're panicking. And I'm going to talk about them. I'm going to talk about them today. And I'm going to talk about them in the context of how you can relax, because they're finally getting to the point where they say, okay, look, we got to quit fooling ourselves with these fake polls and this other stuff. We've got to admit that there is something there. People in this country are tired of what we're talking about, and we better pay attention. Now, they're still misguided, but they at least can see the writing on the wall, and it's got Joe Biden and Harris nowhere on it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh, to be a conservative, a Republican in the era of Donald Trump. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Congratulate yourselves, audience. The people who listen to the Kevin Jackson Show.com all the time. I'm happy that you're here. Friends and family, you guys get a discount to this. Anyway, I'm being serious when I tell you, congratulate yourselves. You are part of history that, it's all history. So it's hard to, you know, say, oh, well, this is bigger than that. I mean, World War II is a big deal, right? Yeah, freeing of the slaves, it's a big deal. But I'm going to tell you something. This period of history is going to be looked at by some folks, and they're going to say, it's a big deal. And there are a lot of people. I don't know about you. I don't really care if I'm remembered in history. But I know this. I'm in an iconic period of history that will be talked about. And who knows? Maybe there'll be somebody mentioning, there's this little black fella. She said, come on the radio. Can't remember the name. But he was funny. And he would deliver. Whatever. I don't know what they're going to say about me. Don't get me speculating. But whatever they say, we have all collectively come together in this nucleus of historical proportions. I mean, I can't even describe for you how important we are to this cell. And you're it. I'm congratulating you. It's not about me. It's not about me. No, this is about you. And hey, I've been talking to you guys. I said, let me put it to you this way. Let me lay it in a way you can understand it, okay? Would you want to be a Democrat right now? Would you? I'm just saying, if you could change sides, it's kind of like when people say, Kevin, would you ever want to be something other than yourself? Would you want to be white? No, I don't. And I'm telling you right now, as a conservative Republican in the era of Trump, I don't want to be anything else. I just want to be. I want to be anything and a thing, baby. I don't. What's the song? I just want to be me. I think that's the name of the song, isn't it? I don't want to be anything other than what I can be. Whatever. If I were to make up that song, that's what I would say. I don't want to be anything other than what I can be right now. I'm pretty pleased because I'm going to tell you something. On the other side of the aisle, they are not happy. Yeah. Oh, no. The Constitution does not apply to them. Life, liberty, and they have no way to pursue happiness. No way. Why? Because they got everything going against them. Here's the real problem of the left. Let me just explain it to you so you can understand it. There is nothing they can believe in. No core belief that they can go, let's take that to the bank. Yeah. What are you going to take to the bank? Pedophilia? The hatred of capitalists as you use everything capitalist? The love of big government as you watch big government destroy it. Look around this country and look at what big government, look at what these cities are doing. Cuomo has said, governor of where was what, you know the place. Come on, man. New York. Okay, my Biden moment of the show. Anyway, Cuomo, governor of New York, has said, I'm keeping businesses closed, restaurants and stuff closed until the end of until 2021. Mr. Dictator has arbitrarily said he's keeping businesses closed to 2021. How are you going to do? I mean, arbitrary. You've put all this money into your business. By the way, over a scamdemic. It's not a plandemic. The plandemic is over. It is now to the point it is a scandemic, a scamdemic. Because it's a scam. We know it. The CDC has told us that the Wu flu is a joke. I told you guys, wearing all these stupid masks and social distancing and all this other crap, I said to you, you must be out of your freaking minds to be doing this stuff. As I said earlier in the broadcast, it's just a mask. You got all this data now. You know. You knew the truth. You know the thing. Come on, man. You know the thing. And the thing is, you've been had. I've been telling you the whole time. You know what they're doing right now in Arizona? They got Ducey, our so-called Republican governor, standing with our top person, the doctor, whatever they call it. And she's up there going, well, listen, COVID is, the numbers are what they are. But we now have to worry about, the flu. You know, there is that flu. Really? So now we got to concern ourselves with the flu, huh? Oh, wait a minute. I thought we already concerned ourselves with the flu when we weren't wearing masks, when we weren't socially separating and distancing, when we just handled it the way we handle the sickness. You know what your body does during sickness? Do I have to explain this to people? You know what your body does? Your body goes, dang, I don't feel good. I just want to. Whew, I think I'm going to go lay down. I'm going to go rest. And then you go and you quarantine away. And here's what's funny about the people who know you. You ever had this happen? Because I'm going to tell you, in my family, it happens quite often. People go, you don't look right. And you go, what do you mean? Something about your eyes. That's what my grandmother would say. Something about your eyes. And I'd be like, oh, okay. You know, I don't really feel that great. And you know your demeanor. You're like, oh, whew, body just doesn't feel it. I've got a little scratchy throat. And you know what you do? You quarantine. You get yourself out of the mix. Even in your own doggone family, you do it. But no, government knows how to do it better than you. So, hey, put on that mask and breathe some yucky freaking CO2 oxygen, you know, CO2 oxygen. Well, it's got a little oxygen in it. This is some CO2. That'll do it. Well, it won't. And so, you know, I'm just telling you, all these things that are going on, governors are giving, I mean, these are dictatorial governors. If you are a Republican governor and you're still buying into this nonsense, you need to be removed, Ducey. And I love Governor Abbott of Texas. He's a nice guy. But if you're buying into this nonsense, the politics of this has ended. Oh, to be a conservative in the era of Trump when you get to watch stuff just get knocked down. You get to watch, let me tell you what they're going to do with this Wu Flu mask mandate stuff. They're going to steal your right as a human being. And they've already started doing it. And they got you doing it to yourself, slaves. Oh, yeah, get mad at me. Get mad at a black man calling you a slave. All you white people out there, you're slaves to the man. Shame on you. You've seen enough. You've read enough in history about slavery, and you do it to yourselves? For shame, white people. You're supposed to be an inspiration to black folks. You out there being slaves. Oh, you know, well, I'm on lockdown. I got the kids. I'm on you're on lockdown. You're training your own kids in school and teaching them how to go on lockdown. You got your kids scared to death. You should be telling your kids the same thing I tell my son. You know what I tell my youngest son? I said, man, don't you ever let the government do this nonsense. He's like, he always talk, Dad, I hate these stupid masks. It makes words mask admit when I was in summer camp. It's stupid to wear these stupid masks. That's what he tells you. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about. Keep it here, folks. Glad you're with me. Back in a bit.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence in La Crosse, Wisconsin, speaking at the Dairyland Power Cooperative. On the heels of Friday's job report, Labor Secretary Eugene Scalia says,
8.4% unemployment. The experts watching the job markets were saying we wouldn't get there maybe till late next year. Under the last administration, during the so-called Great Recession, our last economic downturn, it took 34 months, nearly 3 years, to get unemployment down under 8.5%.
The CDC is reminding everyone on this Labor Day to follow health and safety protocols amid the coronavirus pandemic. Health officials saying spending time with family and friends is all right as long as people follow proper social distancing guidelines, which can become an issue when things get crowded. This is USA Radio News. A dangerous heat wave will continue this Labor Day in California, Nevada, and Arizona. Parts of all three states under heat advisories. Weather Nation's Andrew Diemer on why it's been so hot in Phoenix, Arizona.
You know, we've just had this pattern that's been pretty consistent throughout the whole summer. It's just kept the heat baked over us, and we didn't get any of the moisture that usually brings temperatures down a little bit. So it's pretty much been the same story all July, August, and here through the first part of September. It's been, you know, pretty unprecedented warmth. And honestly, by any kind of numbers, any way you slice it, this entire summer has just been absolutely brutal.
Meanwhile, parts of Colorado and Wyoming on Tuesday could see up to 2 feet of snow. And as far as what's open on this Labor Day, most of your businesses, such as Target, Walmart, and Kroger grocery stores, are open during your normal business hours. Meanwhile, most federal banks and federal buildings are closed. And if you're looking to visit a national park, it's best to call ahead. This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What is up, 1776 loving patriots? What's happening? Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. It is the KevinJacksonShow.com. I am Kevin Jackson, and I am not a slave. I know I have to make that announcement because there are those among us who are slaves. There are black people out there who are walking around in chains. And I want you to understand I'm not one of them. I am a free-range Negro, free to do and say and act as I please. Even if the consequences hurt me, I'm willing to be okay with it, okay? For example, tweeting that the Kavanaugh accusers were lying skanks. I stand by it. Fox News said, Kevin, we don't want your kind around here. We don't need your kind of colored people here. And I said, that is okay. Because I'm the master of my own person. I'm the master of my domain. I'm the master of my destiny. It is okay, Fox News. I shall go somewhere else. And you will be boring, which is what you are. That's why I call them Fox News. Fox News, F-O-C-K, snooze. They were better having me. I know that. So what? I don't have a paycheck. Kevin, you ain't on TV. One of my friends called me up the other day. He said, man, I sure miss you on TV. I said, I know you do. I'm not, and I didn't say it like, of course you do. It wasn't like that. It was like, I know you do. Because I brought it. I brought reality to Fox TV, to Fox News. I don't know if they will ever have me back on, nor do I care. My team goes, Kevin, wish you, it's been long enough, they ought to have you back on. Fine, if they do, I'll go back on, but I'm not going to stop saying what I say. Not going to happen. Kevin Jackson, not a slave. I suspect at this point the trigger warning is unnecessary for this radio program, the Kevin Jackson Show. Maybe it is. I hope you pay attention. I hope you do send us a note. I'm everywhere, Twitter, Parler, all of it. Send us a note. Let us know what you think about the program. Spread the word. 844-551-8255 if you do decide you want to call. A lot of you call and you'll leave like a 7-second message of nothing. It's like I got calls. I was up the other day at 3:30 in the morning, which is when I start my day, and somebody called at 2 o'clock in the morning and hung up. It's like, really? And by the way, it does have your number on there. I don't call you back, but I'm just saying your number's on there, and I think to myself, did you expect to get this show? Come on, y'all. I mean, come on, man. I don't want to do a Joe Biden on you, but come on, man. Come on, man. You know the thing. You know how the thing works. We hold these truths to be the thing. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here, and I am glad you keep in contact, but leave a message. Look, if you say, Kev, just quick message, man, love your show, you're funny, say, Kev, hey, what you say, whatever. I had a lady, man, she read me the riot act. I called her up. I was like, hey, why are you mad? Why are you so mad? Oh, you that Kevin Jackson. And she lit into me. So guess what? I'm on the phone with her. I lit into her. Yeah, I should play that. So one of these days, we just need to publish all the crap I put up with and let people see the amount, just the unbelievable amount of nonsense you put up with when you're a black conservative, and one certainly that has any type of notoriety. And you see what happens. They will put bullets in your brain if you don't agree with them. That's what Antifa, that's what Black Lives Matter is about. None of them. They don't care about you. They don't care about black people. They don't care about kids. They don't care about women. They don't care about widows and orphans. They don't care about spotted whales or spotted owls or beasts, owls, whatever. You know what I'm talking about. They don't care. They act like they care, but they don't care. The acting of caring is to get your money and get power. That's all it's about. To make you feel, oh, look at you mistreating animals, says PETA or the SPCA or somebody else. I can't believe you did it. I can't believe you did it. They do everything they tell you that they are preventing from you. They do. They do. They have a faction within the Democrat or the leftist group that does every vile thing you can imagine to another human being. Yeah, they do. With no remorse. See, you might do some of the things. I'm not getting that. Whatever your thing is, fine. It's not my deal. It's between you and God. But I will say this. You have a moral core. They don't have a moral core. Anyway, I'm going to challenge some of your sensibilities on this program if you listen long enough. Because I live by the saying, if you can't beat them, arrange to have them beaten. See, that is the difference between me and the other conservatives that want to turn the other cheek. I'm willing to get in a fight. I'm going to fight. You may not want to. So feminists, members of Black Lives Matter, Holly weirdos, wackademics, other pansy butts who dare challenge my superpower, my intellect of common sense, bring it. I'm here for you. That's what I want to do. I want you to come on here so you can fight. Challenge me. Because what you're going to do is you're going to lose, and then I'm going to empower you with something. I'm going to empower you with ideas. I'm going to empower you with discovery. I'm going to help you discover what isn't quite right. The example I always like to use is an 80-year-old with a belly button ring. Get rid of it, girl. It's too late. Exactly. Now, how do I have all this intellect? How have I come by all this knowledge that I share with people every day? I'll give you some background. I grew up poor, black, and happy. Oh, yeah, I used to romp around in my poverty, my same little clothes, my high waters, my holy tennis shoes on the bottom, you know, appreciating every gift I got, not even realizing that I wasn't rich. I knew I didn't have all the things some of the other kids had, but it didn't matter. I was poor, black, and happy. And leftists loved me poor and black, but they hated that I was happy. They hated a happy black man. My mother died just before I turned 5 years old. My father spent most of his life in San Quentin prison. And had I succumbed to what the Democrats wanted from me, I would be in prison or dead, or I'd be marching with BLM or Antifa. But as you can see, or rather as you can hear, I have chosen different. I chose a different path because I had this superpower from a very early age. I was like Superman. I didn't know how I was outperforming all the other little black cherubs, but I was. And the superpower was I had the ability to observe and discern. It is called common sense. That's right. I and my brother were raised by my maternal grandparents. Thank the Lord I was. Grew up on a 25,000-acre cattle ranch where my grandparents worked for, the devil. These rich, white Republicans. That's right. This rich, white Republican family who my grandfather had worked for in San Antonio. When he died, the patriarch of that family, his daughter said, would you people love to come work? Would you mind coming to work for us, my husband and I? I inherited all of this from my father, and we have all these properties, and we'd love for you to run our 25,000-acre resort. And we said, absolutely, we'd love to do it. My grandparents said that. So my grandfather, who was a chauffeur of this very wealthy, rich, white Republican man, then became the head chef and caretaker of the resort where this wealthy white family, where they owned and what they visited from time to time. It was a hunting lodge. So that's where I lived. That's where I grew up. And I got to know these rich white folks. And because of that family, I got to do things I would never have gotten to do being a poor little black boy from San Antonio, Texas. It wasn't going to happen. But these people said, hey, Kevin, would you like to go with Lou to Africa? Which country in Africa? Well, good examination, Kevin. Lou's going to Kenya for big game hunting. I'd love to go. So I got to hang out. I got to do all kinds of stuff. I got experiences I would never have gotten in my life if it weren't for this rich white Republican family who so-called hated black people, but they took me everywhere and treated me like I was one of their kids. I didn't stay in separate quarters and drink from the colored water fountain. I ate where they ate. I slept where they slept. I went on the same safari with them. They treated us like family. When their granddaughter died on the ranch in a tragic accident, one of the hunting vehicles had these seats on it and they were welded on. And she and a bunch of her friends were riding around, you know, having a good time. They'd come out for a party. She was probably 17 years old or so. And the thing broke and the Jeep ran her and her boyfriend over, killed her. You know who the first person that rich white Republican woman called? She called my grandmother crying, asking my grandmother to take care of her granddaughter. And she said to my grandmother, you're my best friend. Never forget it, as long as I live. These rich white Republicans, these evil people. Yeah. Traveling around the world, folks, I realize that America is most excellent. And so that's what I do. I spread this idea of everything that I've learned, all these experiences and these people that I've hung out with and all these lies that you get told. And I said, you know what? I'm going to make sure America knows the real truth.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Logic, reasoning, powers that you gain when you are taught how to just use your own common sense. Logic and reasoning. It's a learned art. My brother taught it to me. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson of the KevinJacksonShow.com. Oh, boy, talking about life experiences. Living for a short while in France, living in China, traveling to 22 countries in Africa, as well as other areas of the world. Far more valuable, folks, than all this so-called knowledge of the Black Lives Matter movement. People that have been nowhere. Their range of experiences are just being victims of nothing. victims of nothing. And no logic to discern, you know what? I'm being played. I'm being used. You guys are being used too. The people listening to this program, overwhelmingly white. I know your demographics. Whether you know it or not, we know your demographics. I'm glad you're here. Because you get a good dose of stop being apologist. How about being a 1776 American, not a 1619 American? 1619 American, really? Oh, that, Kevin, that was the day when the slaves were first brought to America. That's a lie. 1619 was when the first indentured servants came to America. You know how they got passage over here? They said, I will work for you for a certain amount of time if you will get me to that new land where I will have an opportunity. And they came over. And the irony of 1619, I keep telling people, is the first slave was created by a black man. We got a video coming out about it. You'll see it. That's the funny part of all of this. Anyway, I was going over my experiences in my life, growing up here in America and et cetera, and how I came to be, so to speak. And my logic tells me that I couldn't be more happy, folks, that my DNA was assembled in America and not Heche in Mexico, for example. That means made in Mexico. How lucky to be a purebred native 1776 American. And in my case, made an American in 1865. How about that? Lot to celebrate here, baby. But these clowns on the left, they want Americans to hate the idea of America. A country, they say, that was built on slavery. Forget, folks, that all the countries in the world were built on slaveries. Some inhumanity to man. I don't care whether it was white folks fighting white folks or black folks fighting black folks. Somebody enslaved the other. Or in the case of Indians, red folks fighting red folks. Or China or Japan, yellow folks fighting yellow folks. If you want to use colors, I don't care. Use ethnicities. It doesn't matter. But people enslaved other people all over this continent. Been going on since the uncivilized time. And even now in the uncivilized parts of the world, it is still being done. So these highfalutin leftists who want to make it sound like we should be hating on each other, forget them. We fight against every atrocity to the human being known to man. We got some group that's out there doing it, and we fund it. We donate millions of tax dollars to this stuff. And here's what you really got to understand. In a culture that enslaved a group of people in just over 200 years, made one of those slaves into the president. That we went as a country, we took a black man who came to this country as a slave, and 200 and something years later, made a black person large and in charge. I don't believe there's anywhere else on the planet that can say something like that. They took the lowest in their caste system, and they made him the top. But they want you to be embarrassed by this. This is insane. You should be revolting with all that you are. And here's what's interesting about it when you look at it in the macrocosm of the Democrats' world, the leftist world. Black lives matter more, right? So they want you to believe that after all you've done for blacks, that you don't believe that black lives matter. How can you even dare say something so idiotic? And more importantly, how do you accept it? Why do you accept it? Don't tell me you don't. You accept it all over. I could talk to you about school system. We got to show that black lives matter by letting these little black babies come to school and misbehave. And don't be mad at them. They don't have any parents. If black lives matter, why don't you get them kids some parents? Or teach them how to become parents and remain parents and do the right things from a societal perspective. But they don't. You don't teach them anything. If black lives matter, why are you lowering the standards for blacks to get into law school? Why are you lowering the standards for blacks to get into colleges that they really aren't prepared for. Why don't you say, we're, you know, blacks, if you score lower than this, we're going to put you in a program that will absolutely positively get you ready for college. So you don't flunk out in the highest numbers on record, which is what we do. We leave college at 60% higher than any other group. And as I've often said at our organization Seeking Educational Excellence, not only do we not finish college in the largest number of any ethnicity, we have the most debt. So these suckers have loaded us up with debt, sent us to colleges where they know we can't afford, you know, we don't have the intellect to get through because they've made it that way. We flunk out and they say, oh, sorry for you, but thank you for this higher education money. You know what college and universities cost these days? An arm and a leg and a kidney. Yeah, you got to give them an internal organ, too. But they want you to think they got your best interest in mind. These clowns don't care about you. Never have and never will. Country built on slavery. Proud of that. I'm not proud of the slavery of the country. I'm proud that slaves came over here, built this country, and now the descendants, rather, of these slaves get to feast on it. And I'm one feasting. I get up every morning going, thank God I'm an American, and I get to get out there and go hunt for my supper. Nobody's giving it to me. I don't have some fat cat corporation that's signing my check and got my insurance and 401k and all that. I get up every day, and I go hunt. That's what I do. I sell a part of my soul, and you decide if you want to buy it. You say, Kevin, I'm going to listen to you for this moment. And somebody pays me a fractional penny on his radio show. Thank God I don't have to make a living on this radio show. But we deliver $1 million jewel. We just aren't getting paid for that. And that's okay. Because you know what? Whatever it ends up doing, it's adding to the cause of freedom. And so I get calls every. I had a guy call me the other day. He says, hey, they want you to speak at an event. I said, great. And so I gave him my rate. And he goes, you got to send all this other stuff. You got to send your, you know, they know me, but they still want a sizzle reel and all that. I sent my sizzle reel. And you know what he called me today? He says, hey, they don't just want you to speak at one event. They want you to speak across the country now. Well, why is that? Because they see what I deliver. So, I don't know, was it the radio show? Was it a TV appearance? Was it another hit on somebody else's radio program? Was it something I wrote? Was it something I said? Fox News? I don't know. But now the guys are like, we love what you're doing. Guess what? That's what feeds, that's what puts new tires on the car in the Jackson family. So that's what we do. But I'm never going to be embarrassed by what we do. I get up in the morning with the idea that, you know what? I don't know where the opportunity is going to come from. But I know this. We're going to go create it. We're going to go create some opportunities. We're going to go tell our story. The story of greatness. And many of you, you do it. You go, Kev, love that new movie, Bleeding Blue. Went out to bleedingbluemovie.com. I love this. For the record, here's what I'd like anybody to see my movie to do. Call 844. 551-8255 and tell us what you thought. And we'll play them on the show. Tell us what you thought about the film, good or bad. Because here's what I can almost guarantee you, every time we produce something, it is done, certainly done, with 100% from the heart to help the country. But it is done top notch. We don't do stuff around here, you know, like, oh, that's good enough. We do it with a purpose. And that's what I want people to tell. Tell us your thoughts, good or bad. One guy said, Kevin, it's a little long. I went, okay. I don't think it is, but he does. That's okay. If we can, you know, could do something to cut it, we could cut the front end off. We have some extraneous stuff on there. But I get what they're saying, but it's an amazing film. And I promise you on so many levels it's amazing. But I want your opinion, so give us a call. Anyway, I'm going to have to cut this short because we're out of time.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.